Good morning. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry this morning and this week. Well, Libya's second largest city of Benghazi reportedly fell yesterday after the army left the streets. And for hours on social media sites, particularly Twitter, Libyans celebrating after rumors that longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi had fled the country. Now, those rumors cannot be confirmed and have been denied by Gaddafi. But the news follows a week of deadly days of protests across the country. The death count in Libya reportedly has exceeded 200, as high as 230 or 240. And more gunfire was heard early this morning in Tripoli, where a new round of protests began. Joining us is Abdullah Darat, founding member of the organization Khalas, which means enough in Arabic, and also Ahmed Almagariaf, a Libyan living in Atlanta. His father is a political dissident. He was kidnapped in Egypt in 1990 and is now being held in a prison in Libya. Ahmed, your uncle is also an opposition leader in Libya, correct?
Yes, against the Gaddafi regime.
What are you hearing? What are you hearing from your uncle, from those around him? What's the latest that you're hearing from the ground in Libya?
The latest thing that I've been hearing has been news from Tripoli. That's where the massacre is starting to occur. They've killed doctors and hospitals, the ones that are treating the wounded protesters, basically anyone that's around in the streets. And one of the last things that I have been reading was the satellite connection to bring in any kind of aid from the east side has totally been disconnected. So,
Ahmed, where are you hearing this from? Are you hearing this directly from your family or from news reports like the rest of us?
This has been from news reports. The people that I've been talking to within Libya, the only way that I've been able to talk to them has been through Skype. Everything, any other types of connection has been disconnected.
Your Skype conversations are confirming that there are more protests raging in the streets, in Tripoli at least.
Yes. That's been 100% confirmed. And been getting calls from friends right and left telling me, hey, you know, there needs to be an end to this. They're killing anyone that's out in the streets, regardless if you're protesting or not. Anyone that's in the street, they're getting rid of.
They're getting rid of. Abdullah Darat, let me turn something around on you. We have a listener, Ibrahim, who emails us this message. I want you to listen carefully. He says, I love Muammar Gaddafi. Much he has done plenty for Libya, Africa, and Muslim and non-Muslim nations. I am with you, Muammar Gaddafi, all the way. Use any force needed against those who play in the hands of America. America is after oil around the Muslim nations and is the cause of this, which is why she was quiet with Egypt. How much does that sentiment, do you think, resonate with other people on the streets? Surely not everyone in Libya is going to be anti-government. This listener feels very strongly.
I think what we saw last night actually shows just how little that message resonates. There were actually images of protesters in Derna that came online that were sent to us from people that we know that were there, where they were watching on a large screen the speech of Saif al-Islam and Gaddafi's son, and people were standing there holding their shoe in the direction of his son. And as last night, as I was speaking to people who were sitting, who were standing in the square right before gunfire went off, and our reports are saying now that there was probably about 70 people who were murdered last night in Tripoli, although that's not confirmed, there was a huge loss of life. When I was speaking to the people in the square, they were telling us that nobody believed the message. Nobody had any sympathies with the regime. Over the last 4 days, they have systematically annihilated. They are killing people, picking them off one by one in the streets. Anybody who protests, terrorizing neighborhoods so people won't come out in the streets. There is absolutely no justification for that. Gaddafi's, all these pro-Gaddafi sentiments do not resonate at all with the people in the street. And in fact, we're hearing more and more that the reality is that most people on the street are determined to see him come down.
Even Abdullah Darat, the hard question becomes, if government forces or hired mercenaries are targeting people, shooting for the chest and for the head, shooting to kill, does it justify getting out on the street if it could mean death?
I think for a lot of Libyans at this point, they've kind of crossed the threshold There's no return. They have sacrificed enough. They have seen so many people die. And they also feel that the opportunity to bring the regime down is near. And they, as much as there is a horror, there is an excitement, there's a determination, there is a sense of perseverance. There's a sense that if everyone sticks together, they can make this happen. And what we're seeing from the regime is really desperation.
Really, Ahmed Al-Magariaf is... Desperation, Otman Al-Magariaf, is there also a risk that if this confrontation with the government does not succeed, that the reprisals will be so brutal and so bloody that it better succeed or else the alternative is just too dire?
No, of course. There is no turning back. For instance, a friend of mine in Tripoli, Libya, this could be his last Facebook status. He wrote, "Dear friends, I'm in Tripoli. Any second I might be killed, but it's okay. I will do it for my country." In a matter of 4 hours, 80 people died in Tripoli. They're shooting live bullets at us. To those who died, heaven awaits you.
Have you heard from him since?
You died.
Have you heard from him since? Have you heard from him since? No.
No, I have not.
All right. Ahmed Al-Magariaf, Libyan, living in Atlanta. His father is a political dissident and was kidnapped in Egypt in 1990. Joining us on the line from Atlanta, and Abdullah Darat, founding member of the organization Khalas. That means enough in Arabic. Both of them having contacts as best they can inside Libya, usually via Skype because other methods seem to be cut off. We want to hear from you, the listeners. If you have any relatives, any contact with anyone inside Libya and can give us any updates, we would love to hear them. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can go to the Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway, and of course the website at thetakeaway.org.